Drive Highway 163 southeast out of Des Moines, and you'll see dozens of signs protesting a regional airport in Mahaska County. Rob Hammond and his family live in a house along the highway.
We've lived here 15 years, and my wife and I had always wanted to buy a house out in the country, and we ran into somebody who owned this particular property.
Painted on the side of a large shed on their property is the phrase, "This is our home." Millions of dollars spent for the wants of a few makes no sense. One of the proposed sites for this airport is right outside Hammond's back door. Hammond, a web developer in his mid-40s, is the communications chair for a grassroots organization that opposes the regional airport that includes 70-some farmers. They feel their voices have not been heard by officials.
And they continue to say, well, how can we sell our community to businesses when we don't have an airport that can support them? But that's not true. Both cities have airports, and they've had them for 40, 50 years. So how can suddenly a new airport with new shiny concrete be more attractive to a business than your existing airport?
But the city of Pella has a problem with their existing airport. It can't expand its runway to handle larger, more commonly used jets. The Federal Aviation Administration gave the green light for Pella to upgrade its airport, so the city made an agreement with Oskaloosa and Mahaska County to form an independent entity. This entity can use eminent domain.
They can now pick and choose any location between here and Pella to place an airport on. And the farmers and landowners have felt like there's been zero representation on our part.
Jim Hansen is the chairman of the South Central Regional Airport Agency. He says landowners will be treated and paid fairly. Hansen is also a lawyer at Musco Lighting. That company, along with Pella Windows and Vermeer, will be the primary users of the airport. Hansen says the airport will be important for business.
If the infrastructure is not provided for the companies that are here, these are global companies, they're national companies, and they're going to have to be where they can operate most effectively.
Hansen says most of the money for the airport will come from the Federal Aviation Administration. The rest will be paid for by the cities. He says most of the people opposing the new airport won't pay the cost of operation. Opponents say spending $24 to $30 million is not a good investment just so executives can cut 20 minutes off their drive from another regional airport in Ottumwa or Newton. But Jerry Searle, an airport consultant on the project, says an airport like this is an indirect benefit for the region because of the business.
If that business were to leave, not only do you lose the jobs, but you also lose the tax base. It also, and then indirectly, it increases more of a burden on the folks that remain.
Searle says an airport is no different than any other mode of transportation that moves freight, like rail or highway. But Dave Swenson, an Iowa State economist, says this region of the state is economically stable compared to other parts of Iowa. He says the growth of the region's economy is more related to its ability to create jobs that retain young, productive adults.
The role of an airport is pretty limited in that higher education, training, retraining, efficient production of public goods in the city of Pella, in Marion County, and in Oskaloosa, in Mahaska County, are much more important in terms of economic development potential than any one particular piece of infrastructure.
Groundbreaking on a new airport is still more than a year away, but the signs up and down Highway 163 will likely stay. In Mahaska County, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.